Jack Cullen covers the outdoors for the Quad City Times. For this week's big story, he gives readers an inside look at living lands and waters. I'm Lacey Scarmana, and I talked with Jack Cullen this week about his story. You have spent the past several weeks working with the folks behind Living Lands and Water. Can you first start by talking about the kind of work they do?
Yes. So Living Lands and Waters is a nonprofit environmental organization based in East Moline. We all know them for their river cleanups. Chad Pragracki and his crew have removed millions of pounds of garbage from the country's rivers throughout the last couple decades. And now they're branching off into other conservation projects.
And what did you observe them doing for the past couple weeks?
So they are in Memphis currently for their alternative spring break trips. But in the 2.5 weeks or so before they took off for Memphis, we spent a considerable amount of time with them just to see what goes on behind the scenes. So they were prepping for their adventure down south. In the little time that they have at home here in the Quad Cities. They call it the off-season, but they're still pretty busy.
So what does that entail?
So they're prepping their fleet of vehicles, boats. They have a shop at their headquarters in East Moline that's connected to their office and their conference room. So Chad is all over the place running 100 miles an hour. His crew members follow suit and are fixing things that need to be fixed and taking care of the busy work, office-related work that needs to be taken care of before they take off.
And as you said, they started their season off in Memphis for this alternative spring break. What are they doing down there?
So they are cleaning up a lake in Memphis, and they have three consecutive weeks where college students come and clean the water with them. So the story focuses more on what's leading up to that trip and following Chad around town as he's home. He's all over the place from his speaking engagements here and out of town, checking on different projects he's doing. And so in Memphis, they host college students where they basically teach them what they do, what Living Lands and Waters does, and that's clean up bodies of water, removing tons of pounds of garbage from our country's waters.
That's a big job. And you mentioned Chad was kind of running around like crazy for the past several weeks. What is he like as a person? What does it take to lead this kind of operation?
Well, he's got a lot of energy. Before I started the story, his wife actually warned me and suggested I wear some running shoes because of how fast he moves. But he's got this inspiring energy that is contagious, and his crew seems to follow suit. I saw him speak at the Moline Public Library one day. The next day, he's off in Dayton, Ohio, speaking to a group of students, and then he's back prepping for a restoration project at home, and then he's snowboarding down a mountain in Canada. So he is all over the place.
And what kind of reception does he get from the community? What's his role here in the Quad Cities?
Well, as we call him, he's the Quad Cities' favorite river rat, for sure. And he grew up here. He loves the Quad Cities. He's truly an ambassador. That being said, he's only here about 2 months of the year because he's traveling so much. He's scouting new waterways to clean up and, on those speaking engagements and meeting with sponsors all over the place. So this is home for him, and people love that. Quad Cityans really appreciate that, he's our guy. He's a celebrity here. As we know, he won the 2013 CNN Hero of the Year Award, so I think that legitimized his celebrity status.
And what's the most surprising thing you learned while covering him so closely, or the most interesting, perhaps?
So I mentioned his contagious energy, and he's a true ideas man and running 100 miles an hour, but he gets things done. And it's really neat to see the group of people he surrounds himself with really buy into his mission and believe what they are doing is truly serving a purpose, and they know it's tangible because they are, you know, removing garbage, they're restoring areas of land in the Quad Cities and around the country. And I think most of all, it's just pretty impressive to see just the family that he's created at Living Lands and Waters.
That's Jack Cullen talking about his big story on Living Lands and Waters. You can read the report this Sunday in the Quad City Times.